Good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the YouTube channel for your Packers Daily Chat. Good morning to everybody on YouTube in the comments section already chopping it up. Hello to everybody joining us on Facebook. Before I start, I just want to give a shout out. I don't have your name here. Somebody yesterday said that they have this is a family relation, a great grandfather or grandfather or something, which is pretty amazing. So shout out, Go Pack Go. That's awesome. Hello, everybody in the comments. Eric, how are you? Evan, good morning. Evan obviously already chiming in on the title of this video, which is I Hope They Kneel. And look, I'll just get out of the way, right? It's something I tweeted out this morning, something obviously I feel very strongly about. Look, I understand if the kneeling upsets you as a Packers fan or as someone who perhaps views it through the prism of being disrespectful to our country, the flag itself, the military, what have you. That's some willful blindness on your part. It is very clearly not about that. If you talk to anybody involved, any of the athletes choosing to do it. I will say, though, it is kind of funny watching all this unfold. You got to think Colin Kaepernick's off somewhere going, really? Now? I mean, it only took several really unfortunate deaths, notably George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, to name a few. People marching in the streets, not only in this country, but all over the world, for athletes to suddenly say, oh, yeah, well, maybe there's something to this. So that's a whole nother ball of wax that I won't unpack further here. But the last month or so, ever since the Packers arrived, kind of, or we're starting to, you know, it was picking up steam that, okay, camp was going to happen. Packers.com, Packers social, et cetera. They have live videos. They have, you know, stories that they tweet out or that they put out. And every single one of them, and I'm not exaggerating, every single one of them is just carpet bombed with usually boomers saying, are you going to, you better not kneel. If you kneel for the, I'm done. You better not kneel. Poor Rick Wagner is talking about how much he loves being in Wisconsin yesterday. Meanwhile, in the Facebook comments for the Packers, it's, oh, you better not kneel. What? So, yeah, I hope they kneel just to piss those people off. Because, look, whatever you think about the demonstration, it literally has nothing to do with the game of football. And it takes like 2 minutes of a portion of the program that you probably don't watch anyway. You're essentially probably in your kitchen getting a beer or whatever, or talking to your friends before the game, what have you. You don't care. You just want to be offended. So I hope you are. I hope you are so offended. And I hope they do it just to watch you explode and say how you're done and you're never going to watch the Packers again. And then you're there in the fourth quarter bitching about play calling. I'm living for it. All right. Had to get that off my chest because, okay, this is the last thing I'll say. I promise. Again, I understand if you're coming to it, you're viewing the protest through a certain lens and it may offend you, but you very clearly haven't taken the time or the energy to learn why they're doing it, to hear why they're doing it, to explore their reasoning for doing it. You've heard your president shout about why they're doing it. It isn't why they are, but you've taken that at face value and you've internalized it. You found something you agree with emotionally and put a blanket over it. If you actually want to learn, listen to the other side. Don't internalize it and make it personal to you, something that literally has nothing to do with you. Listen to them. That's all I got to say. Jack, thanks for the super chat. This should be fun. People complaining about kneeling, comedy gold. I mean, again, I find it funny. I know there are those who don't. I know there are those who find it a very personal affront. And I'm not going to sit here and completely dismiss any kind of personal feelings. Anything you feel is valid because it's your experience, right? But at some point, it becomes very clear who's listening and who isn't. That's all I got to say. Nags, 1,000 times thanks for this much needed rant. Preach it, dude. You're welcome. Connor. Connor gets us going with a football question. Thanks, Connor. How do I think Josh Jackson will do? Well, it's put up or shut up time. There's no doubt about it. Talked about it a little bit yesterday, but he's got to get on the field. Actually, if you check out the latest Let's Talk Football with Paul Bredel, just dropped that last night. We talked about that. I wouldn't say at length, but we touched on that for a couple minutes. So highly recommend you check that out. Sean, thanks for the super chat. With Brian's evaluation on Kaiser, does that cause people to pump the brakes on Love? I actually thought of that the night they drafted him because we all know the Packers were in on Kaiser in the draft. And then obviously Cleveland got him. And then when he became available, Brian traded for him. I think it's different in the sense that obviously I think there would be more conversation around jumping up to get Love than my belief is that getting Kaiser wasn't so much, oh, I got to get that guy because I like him so much, as it was they were trying to get rid of Demaryius Randall and we're going to take whatever was on offer. And it was a guy that they liked coming out of college. So I would be lying, though, if I didn't say that didn't cross my mind the night of the draft. What else we got here? Super chats rolling in. What's up, Joe's Home Theater? I am stuck between hating that LaFleur doesn't get enough respect and not sure how much he deserves. I'm 1,000,000,000% there with you, buddy. I think he does a great job pushing the right buttons. I think there's a large component of being a head coach in the NFL that goes on behind closed doors that we aren't privy to that is really hard to break down, describe, analyze, etc. When you're creating content, when you're looking at the team, what have you. And I do think, especially when you talk about intangibles, pressing the right buttons with his guys, he clearly did that last year. But how do I quantify that, right? How do I express that? How do I write about it? How do I talk about it online? Blah, blah, blah. But every guy you talk to in that building, whether a player, coach, executive, what have you, all say similar things about his having his finger on the pulse, blah, blah, blah. And that can't be discounted, right? So I'm with you. I'm with you. I do think, you know, they have to be a little bit more consistent on offense. You know, sad as it is, I think, you know, offensive points for an offensive coach will come to, you know, will lead to more kind of bouquets being thrown his way, so to speak. But I'm with you. I think he gets dismissed a little bit because he has Aaron Rodgers. But then again, everybody talks about how, oh, Aaron Rodgers is no longer Aaron Rodgers. So isn't LaFleur getting some credit for being so productive? Well, anyway. But yes, I agree very much so. I don't know how you feel, but I am very excited to see year two with Matt LaFleur. Connor, I am as well. I tell you what, I thank the lucky stars above and the football gods that LaFleur got hired last year. They got last year under his belt, heading into this pandemic and offseason where they're not allowed in the building, etc. He laid the groundwork of his program. I'm really glad this is year two. But I'm with you. I'm really excited to see how it progresses and see what changes he makes and things that they might do differently. Hello from Nagler's couch with my chips and root beer. What's up, Big B? Hi, from the Ultimate Packer Backer. What's up, Tim? Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I think they should consider bringing Mike Daniels back on a cheap deal. Andy, if they were going to do it, they probably would have done it by now. I would suspect he's on their short list for emergency calls, but that would be exactly that. Just in, you know, they have a rash of injuries up front. Maybe they give him a call, but I don't think they're going to bring him in and take reps away from guys like Kingsley Keke or Trayvon Hester, who they brought in. I think that ship has sailed. Over in the UK, all our football players kneel before every game, just like the FA Cup final when Arsenal beat Chelsea. Marcus, you're hilarious. Man, I don't want to talk about it. How good did Pulisic look, though? Come on. No matter how bad it gets with Chelsea, and it'll probably get bad, but no matter how bad it gets, I know the next match is the Champions League game, which we're going to probably get killed in that one as well. But we got Pulisic. That makes me happy. And, of course, what's going to make me sad is that Willian's going to leave. He's probably going to go to Arsenal, and I'm going to want to jump off a building. Tired of the Antonio Brown talk. Kyle, you and me both, buddy. Don't worry. It's never going to happen. Travis. Fuck sports, says Travis. Yeah, that's why you came to a sports website's Facebook page. Fuck sports, man. Travis showing him how it's done. You do you, buddy. You fight the man. I hate sports. Fuck sports. Where can I go online that only talks about sports? Yeah, fuck sports. That's comedy gold right there, buddy. Well done. Chelsea are good. Try supporting Nottingham Forest, Stephen. That's a fair point. I had Nottingham Forest talk about a Packers mashup. I think it was Nottingham Forest that Corey Lindsley was talking about last summer when he was on my podcast. He and Anna went to they basically toured the British Isles, but he ran into a Forest fan while they were there who was also a Packers fan. Maybe it was you. That'd be crazy. Michael, thanks for the super chat. If you were GM and the Raiders or Jaguars offered you two firsts for Rodgers next offseason, would you take it? Yep. Next question. No. If provided that Jordan Love looks competent, yeah, 100%. No question. Rank the free agents you would want the Packers to pick up. Snacks, snacks, and snacks. I think he would transform their run defense, but I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately. I do think it's ridiculous they are asking NBA players why they are standing for the national anthem. I very much agree. I thought that was protocol. Following protocol is not question-worthy to me. So I'm with you on that one. Was Za'Darius Smith's performance last year in Minnesota the best defensive performance by a Packer in the last 5 years at least? I mean, that covers a lot, but it's one of them. It's definitely in the convo. No question about it. I mean, they could not block him. It was comedy. And the fact that they're rolling out essentially the same or very similar offensive line for week one, most likely, man, licking his chops. Got to be licking his chops. Now, undoubtedly, they will have a plan completely centered around him, which should free stuff up for Preston, Rashawn Gary, hopefully. But yeah, it is one of the most dominant nights I have ever witnessed from a defensive player. It was Reggie White-esque, no doubt about that. How weird is an empty Lambo going to be? Danny, so weird, man. So weird. I don't know if you saw the picture I put up on Insta, but I took a shot of Lambo because it was pretty. It was turning into nighttime, but it was after a 4 o'clock game, or I think it was after a noon game, but from the press box, and it was nothing but empty seats. It's like, man, to think of that atmosphere during a game that counts is just bizarre, man. Yeah, it's going to be weird. I am looking forward to it, actually. I obviously love the football, but yeah, it's going to be weird. Go Pack Go from Virginia. What's up, Lloyd? How are you, buddy? Thanks for answering my question. Wisconsin is really the best snack state. Fair point. Fair point. Could the NFL do virtual fans like the NBA? I'm interested to see if they do. I got to think they're still working through that kind of thing at the production facilities, the production companies, the broadcast networks, etc. I would think Fox is doing it for baseball, so they obviously have they obviously have NFL rights, so I would think there's a possibility they do that as well. So we'll see. We'll see. It's been a few years. If you were a sandwich, what kind of sandwich would you be? Oh, I tell you what, I'd be the ham and Swiss, little bit of hot, that mustard that I like that the deli uses here in Astoria. That's what I would be. Go Pack Go from South Dakota. What's up, Randy? Go Pack Go from New York. Good to see you, buddy. NBA has been killing the restart. Every game is great. I mean, they've been entertaining, and I'm not, you guys, anybody who's followed me for a long time knows, I'm not an NBA guy. I kind of just, I don't know, fell out of love with basketball in general. I do watch the odd game. I just think the refs control too much of the flow and the action, and it really sucks me out of it. But all of that said, I have caught a game here or there, and you are right. It has been entertaining as hell. I mean, the athletes are incredible. I just wish they were allowed to just play a lot more. So looking forward to Sternberger, Tanya, and DeGuara with Lewis leadership. Carl, I'm right there with you. And now throw in John Lovett, their new H-back. And now, obviously, second-year player coming off an injury, he was transitioning from quarterback to H-back as it was. Who knows? But I like his tape, and he could be a real kind of gem. Let's see. See what happens there. But I'm with you. I think that group could be really fun. And they offer LaFleur a lot of different possibilities, a lot of different versatility to really kind of mess with defensive coordinators. Will the Vikings blow a virtual horn? They may just blow the actual horn into an empty stadium. God, it's, you know, just think in your mind, picture how fucking annoying that sound is already. Now amplify it echoing within the US Bank Stadium. Lord. I am a black sheep Packers fan. I have lived in Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan, but never Wisconsin. I owe my dad a lot for having grown up in La Crosse. Tom, you do indeed. I hope you thank him properly each and every day of your life. Otis, that's a rather large question. Thank you for the super chat. How does one get into journalism for Packers? Man, you know, there was a time when there was a very prescribed way to go about it. You went to journalism school, got a degree, started, you know, on a beat somewhere, usually covering high school sports, and worked your way up, and then hopefully got a job at one of the Green Bay or Milwaukee papers covering the team. That was the way it was for ages and ages and ages. Now, I mean, all bets are off, man. I took a very different path. You know, obviously I'm not a journalist, but I did cover the team professionally for 2 years. I left because I just didn't like being on the beat and having to create content for someone else's purposes. I very much preferred doing it on my own with my partner, Corey. For anyone starting out, I always give the same kind of advice. And it sounds easy and it sounds simple, but it's shocking how few people kind of, I guess, understand it and actually follow this advice. Do your thing, no matter what else you're doing, whether you are working in sports as a day job, whether you're working at a bank. I was working in private equity when I got my first paying gig covering the NFL. But make sure you're doing your own thing that you own. That's what, you know, Cheesehead TV was always Corey and I, nobody else's. It was always independent. We were approached a couple times about joining networks, what have you, but we've always wanted to keep it independent and make it ours. And you can have, you know, tons of jobs covering sports, doing your thing, but make sure you're always maintaining your own brand, your own identity that is yours, that no one else can take away, delete off the, wipe off the face of the internet, etc. That in and of itself is invaluable. And then as you grow and you build a kind of portfolio, so to speak, it becomes your calling card and people know you and people have something to reference. And the more you do it every day, the more you kind of hone your craft, so to speak, people will recognize it. People will gravitate towards it. You know, the biggest mistake I ever made, though, when I started out was being a total dick on Twitter. Now I'm kind of a dick sometimes to people who, let's face it, kind of deserve it. But I was way, way pompous, way, way too early and way just in over my head thinking I knew everything when I knew nothing. Be nice on Twitter. A number one networking advice right there from Aaron Nagler. Matt, thanks for the super chat. US Bank Stadium will be so quiet this year, you can hear the birds getting killed during game time. Oh, man. Ouch. Nova, thanks for the super chat. Go Pack Go from Sacramento, California. Everyone hit that like button. Nova with some fantastic advice right there. I like it. Oh, there you go. Keep it yours so nobody can control the narrative but you, and you can cuss and drink beer on cam. I mean, the drinking beer on camera is a legit thing. Although I will say, shout out to Stu Courtney at the Green Bay Press Gazette, who always allowed me to drink beer on my Facebook Lives at Gannett. Gannett was not a fan of that, but Stu was like, no, it's who he is. It's part of his brand. And I did it and never got yelled at for it. So Stu was cool. So many D linemen in the NFC North out for COVID could be huge for the Pack. I mean, it helps, no doubt about it. I don't know if it's huge, like it swings the pendulum, you know, in the Packers' favor, but I definitely think Corey Linsley's job got a little easier. No question about it. Nags, did we find out why Tony Brown was cut with Josh Jackson being a make or break year? I feel like they could use him. Lewis, he was a guy who you guys know last offseason, I talked him up a lot. I really liked his ability. But from all accounts, he was a guy who rubbed a lot of people the wrong way in the locker room. I think Brian just didn't think it was a fit. And as tantalizing as his skill was, it didn't match up with having to deal with not only attitude stuff, but mistakes in the playbook, etc. And when you added it all up, Brian was just ready to move on, essentially. Nags, why don't we learn from the Yankees versus Nationals opening pregame? We should kneel. We should kneel before the anthem in support of Black Lives and then stand for the anthem. It's a beautiful compromise. Well, Aaron, I would tend to agree that it's a beautiful compromise for you and I, but for somebody or anybody who's had their lives touched, especially in a significant way, by police brutality, I don't think they're interested in compromise. I think they've been compromising for decades, if not for generations, and they're done with that. And I understand that. Again, it's about listening to the people doing the protesting. All right, guys, I gotta go. Can't thank you guys enough. Please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Have a great day, everybody. Go Pack, go.